VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan Monday. The Kunduz province provincial government said three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The attack happened just a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Six shots were fired from a moving car at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey before dawn on Monday. There were no reports of injuries, no claim of responsibility for the attack. Pope Francis, in a letter to the world's more than 1 billion Catholics, has condemned clerical sexual abuse and its cover-up. The Pope said the Church must recognize and condemn the abuse with sorrow and shame. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Never before has Pope Francis written to all Catholics, or as he put it, the people of God, on the crime of clerical sexual abuse. His letter was issued in seven languages. The Pope mentioned the publication last week of a detailed Pennsylvania grand jury report on sexual abuse by the clergy involving more than 1,000 victims in the U.S. state over a period of 70 years. The Pope begged for forgiveness, adding it is essential for the Church to be able to acknowledge and condemn with sorrow and shame the atrocities perpetrated by consecrated persons, clerics, and all those entrusted with the mission of watching over and caring for those most vulnerable. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday